This is part one of the Hitchhiker's Diary, the Brighton Weekender. I'm on a train and it is stopped because it's been very, very rainy, so I imagine there's probably a big puddle somewhere along the line. On my way to see the cast and crew of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the radio show, live on stage. So it went from a radio script to a radio show in a traditional sense, then a TV series, and then more radio shows, and then more television stuff, and a film. And as you can hear, the train is taken off. So I'm on my way. What am I doing in Brighton? Well, I am doing some research for my PhD, which is talking about how these radiogenic scripts are made live in a three-dimensional environment. So I'm interested in the audience. I'm interested in the method of production. So taking all the elements that we use in radio, so that's sound and actors' voices, and the additional elements of music and Foley sound effects, and seeing how the audience receive them, but also how they have to be adapted, if you like, for the stage. So the actors as performers, as radio performers, are going back to the Goons. The Foley artist is very much a visible part of the acting crew. And then finally, the interpretation of a robot who has only ever been a voice, or a puppet, or an animatronic puppet, I think, for the Disney movie, which is now a traditional puppet, but it's got a very radiogenic sense about it. So it's made up of component parts of old radios and a Revox. So there's lots of nods to traditional radio kind of paraphernalia and peripheries. So themes I've gone through with Dirk, who's the director, and produced subsequent series of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy for radio. He describes himself as an audio director, if you like, a cinematic sound producer for radio. So he makes consideration of that 5.1 environment that I'm really interested in, surround sound. And that could be perceived as being a concept. You know, you immerse yourself in sound if you